From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Donald Trump says he is confident that he will prevail in a federal court case over his controversial travel ban. Speaking at a joint news conference Friday with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe in Washington, Trump said that new measures to ensure U.S. security can be expected by next week.
We will not allow people into our country who are looking to do harm to our people. We will allow lots of people into our country that will love our people and do good for our country. It's always going to be that way, at least during my administration, I can tell you that.
The president's comments came one day after a San Francisco-based U.S. appeals court refused to reinstate his temporary ban on travel to the United States by refugees and residents of seven primarily Muslim countries in the name of national security. At that same news conference, Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said the United States and Japan have strong mutual interests in the Asia-Pacific region, including North Korea's nuclear program and China's recent moves in the South China Sea. The Japanese Prime Minister said that his deputy and Vice President Mike Pence would be meeting to create a new framework for dialogue on economic issues. He said the mutually beneficial, that is, economic relations have been built by Japan and the United States. With President Trump taking on leadership, I'm sure major investments will be made. One of Trump's first moves in office was to cancel U.S. participation in the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. This is VOA News. A new report says that President Trump's National Security Advisor Michael Flynn talked about U.S. sanctions against Russia in a conversation with Russia's ambassador to the United States while Barack Obama was still president. The Associated Press quotes administration officials as saying that Flynn cannot be certain that the sanctions did not come up in his call to Ambassador Sergei Kislyak. The Washington Post newspaper had reported Thursday that Flynn made explicit references to the sanctions in his conversations with Kislyak. Several Trump administration officials, including Vice President Mike Pence, had previously said that Flynn's contact with the Russian ambassador had nothing to do with sanctions. UN agencies warned on Friday that a humanitarian catastrophe is looming in Yemen as civilians are caught between warring parties amidst heavy fighting and deteriorating conditions. The Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights spokesman, Rupert Colville, that is, described the situation for civilians as intolerable.
And there are credible reports indicating that Houthi-affiliated snipers shot at families attempting to flee their homes in the Houthi-controlled areas. So effectively, the Houthis were using civilians as human shields.
Meanwhile, the United Nations Refugee Agency said Friday that tens of thousands of people have been displaced amid the latest escalation of fighting along Yemen's western coastline. A spokeswoman for the World Health Organization said that nearly 15 million people in Yemen are lacking basic health care, including medicines and bandages. The war began in 2014 when Shiite Houthi rebels and their allies swept down from the north and captured the capital city, Sana'a. A Saudi-led military coalition has been helping government forces battle the rebels for nearly 2 years. The United States is downplaying the severity of what's being called a close encounter between U.S. and Chinese military aircraft over the South China Sea. According to U.S. officials, during Wednesday's encounter, a Chinese KJ-200 early warning aircraft passed about 200 meters in front of a U.S. Navy P-3 plane on a routine mission in between the Chinese mainland and the Philippines. The P-3 was forced to make an immediate turn. On Friday, Pentagon spokesman Captain Jeff Davis described the incident as a one-off and said there was no indication it was intentional. Stocks finished the day higher on Wall Street, with all three major indices closing up. European markets were mixed. Asian markets were higher. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.